brought to you by naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
We've all experienced situations that didn't quite end up the way that we wanted them to or go the way that we had planned. And I dare say that there is at least one, if not multiples, of those experiences that haunt you still. Those experiences can crop up in our minds from time to time, and they can even be debilitating, stunting us from moving forward. It goes without saying, we've all had these sort of things that happen to us, and we all carry some level of memory that we would rather not face. But why do they hang around? Why do they continue to haunt us? In short, it's because you aren't willing to embrace what is. You're too busy trying to embrace what was or what you wanted it to be. Now, I realize that sounds really simplified, and it is. It's not an easy topic to explain. There's so many components that play into why we have a hard time letting go. But like anything worth triumphing over, we must practice. And I realize that it isn't easy to push through those memories and to let go. And one must ask, why is it so hard for us to let go of those things that are keeping us from moving forward? Well, I think that there's three primary reasons around it. The first being that there's a familiarity in that memory. So when you call that memory to you, it makes you feel good, even if the end result wasn't what you wanted. So right now isn't what you wanted. Going back into that memory makes you feel better. But the downfall of that is that it makes you not value right now. The second reason why many people find it hard to let go of those haunting memories is because it's sort of a self-inflicted penalty. Say something happened and maybe you're the reason why it didn't end up really good. You replay that memory over and over again and you abuse yourself for what you didn't do or what you didn't say or what you should have done. In a strange way, it's like you're kind of giving yourself a punishment over and over and over again for something that you can't change. And then the third bit is this sort of ego satisfaction. It's a way of making ourselves right. You know, what we could have said, what we should have done. We replay that memory. We stay in what was because we go, oh, if we had said this, if we had done that, then that person would have known, or I would have come out of it in a better situation, or it would have ended the way I wanted it to. So by replaying those memories, you're either getting some sort of, I feel better in the memory than I do right now, or you feel that there's some level of justice that you get by replaying the memory over and over again and penalizing yourself, or you are getting some sort of ego satisfaction by replaying what you would have done. Or perhaps it's a combination of all of those things, or could be other variables that play into it. But in short, no matter if it's one of those three that I find are most common as to why people don't let go of what was, is they don't serve us. They don't serve us in the now. But irrespective of whether or not you're holding on to memories for one of the three reasons I explained or some other reason, the fact remains is that you are here right now. The memory is not. You can't change what happened, but you can change what is about to. By holding on to those memories, by not embracing what is, by continuously holding on and shackling yourself to what was, you keep yourself from being able to make that better decision for what is going to be, what is right now. To explain this in a little bit more of a fun way, as many of you know, I really like analogies. Let's just assume that we see a little caterpillar and it's crawling along a branch and it's just munching away and eating and eating and eating. Life is good, it's getting fatter and fatter. Then one day something changes. A process of transformation happens. The caterpillar is no longer the happy little crawling along a branch, stuffing its face full of leaves caterpillar. It's all of a sudden in a cocoon and it makes this transformation into a butterfly, a completely different creature to what it was just a few days ago. Now, we've all seen butterflies flittering around. They represent a sort of lightness and beauty. Now, I'd like to ask you, how many of you have seen butterflies who have purposely carried around their cocoon shell? Or how many of you have seen butterflies trying to crawl along and stuff leaves into their mouths again? Can you imagine what that would look like, seeing a butterfly trying to become what was instead of embracing what is right now? It's carrying its cocoon on its back going, oh, I remember the days when I used to just crawl along and be able to eat whatever I want and sloth around. You imagine if a butterfly did do that. Imagine how tiring it would be for a butterfly to be carrying around that extra weight. Over time, the butterfly would get tired, it wouldn't flitter as high, wouldn't go as far, wouldn't be able to spread its wings as wide and beautiful as it could. And all of that's from using so much energy trying to hold on to what was instead of embracing what is. I know we've all been in a situation like the butterfly where perhaps we wanted to crawl back into the cocoon and just shut out the rest of the world instead of going out there and braving the wind, the rain, the sun, everything that this world has to offer that we're not quite sure about. But the next time you go back to try and pick up that old shell, that old memory, I want you to ask yourself, is this going to help me get further, higher, brighter in my life? Or is this going to weigh me down? Now, don't worry, you're not alone in this. I do have a couple of other blogs that I have put out that will help you with the process. One is about practicing acceptance, and the other is about how to truly forgive. Just visit my blog, naturalhealer.com.au, and search through, and you'll find those blog posts there to help you as well. Now, as we enter into the last phase of this year, it's a great time for you to reflect on what are you going to leave behind and what are you willing to embrace in the new year? And I'd like to end with this. Just when the caterpillar thought her life was over, she began to fly. Namaste and big love to you.